A story about a case before the Supreme Court now and laws governing the distribution of tobacco to kids. In the Internet age, minors can order all sorts of contraband online, and at the top of the list is tobacco products. Most states make it illegal for carriers to knowingly deliver tobacco to minors, and those laws are in jeopardy in a case argued before the High Court today. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
In 1994, Congress deregulated the trucking industry, barring the states from enacting regulations relating to the price, route, and services of motor carriers. But the state of Maine and most other states contend they still have the right to enact regulations protecting public health and safety. In this case, Maine has a law requiring tobacco products to be labeled and requiring that the recipient show a photo ID proving age and identity before the package is delivered. A federal appeals court struck down the law, saying that such regulations would require delivery companies like UPS to change their procedures to fit various state requirements, and that such a patchwork system is barred by federal law. The state appealed to the Supreme Court. It contends that UPS and other carriers spend millions of dollars each year bragging about how they can track packages all over the world, so it makes perfect sense to require them not to deliver tobacco to minors. At the court today, Maine Deputy Attorney General Paul Stern struggled to sell that argument. Justice Souter, Congress's ultimate purpose was to end the patchwork of state economic regulation involving carriers. So why would they have allowed one category of regulation to survive? Answer, because the federal law also penalizes states for failure to curb distribution of tobacco products to children. Justice Souter, we usually think of distributors as wholesalers, not a delivery service. Justice Ginsburg, does the Postal Service adhere to Maine's law? Answer, the Postal Service has immunity from all state laws. Justice Scalia, aren't you just driving all the business to the post office since they're exempt from the law? Answer, UPS continues to ship tobacco products and there's no evidence they've lost business. Justice Breyer, a law like Maine's may be a very good idea, so get Congress to pass one. Otherwise, everyone will be passing a different law and it will be a nightmare. The lawyer for the truckers, Beth Brinkman, picked up on that theme, telling the justices that if they fail to invalidate the Maine law, the core congressional purpose of deregulating the trucking industry will be defeated. For starters, she said, since Maine's law imputes liability to the carriers, they would have to examine 16 million packages a year to see if they were sent by a tobacco manufacturer. Justice Stevens, if the package were labeled cigarettes, wouldn't the deliverer know that? Answer, the loaders and sorters look at zip codes, that's all. Justice Kennedy, I assume the way it works is that UPS, for example, would go to a tobacco product warehouse and pick up thousands of packages for delivery. So why wouldn't they know? Justice Ginsburg, why is it impossible for these companies to handle tobacco differently when they already handle alcohol differently? Answer, the carriers, including the post office, have come up with uniform procedures for handling alcohol that meet the requirements of the various state laws. But there are no such uniform procedures for handling tobacco products. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.